We're in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chaf Beis. The Mechaber finishes off. Yeshom, and there's someone say Shetzarich Shiu Krova Zolazo B'soch Tefach. Those two poles that are next to each other, that are acting as a korah, need to be within a tefach of each other. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this opinion holds that you can't be matir because of lavud, because you still need to be that the korah is able to hold up an ariach along its width, and if they're far apart from each other, three tvachim, even a little less than three tvachim, they're not going to be strong enough to hold up the ariach, so they must be only a tefach apart from each other in order that they be able to hold up the ariach. Sif chaf gimel. If there were two poles that were next to each other, like the case in Chav Be'ez that are acting as the korah along the whole way, but one of them is raised higher than the other because it was placed higher on pegs for some reason, we view the higher one as though it's lower, the lower one as though it's higher, so that they're able to be now parallel to each other. As long as the higher one is not above 20 and the lower one is not below 10. And there also can't be three tefachim between them, whether above the other or next to each other. Such that when we view it, that they are right next to each other, precisely right next to each other. But there's some who say that even this case is going to be puzzled. The Mishnah Berurah says, because this opinion holds that we don't say this concept of roan, that we view the higher one as though it was lowered, or the lower one as though it was higher. Raised. And even though in Hilchos Sukkah, in Tafresh Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber paskins in Sif Hei, that if the Schach is mixed, one is higher, that some are higher than the others, that as long as there's less than three tefachim between them, we say lavud, and we do put them together. That's because over there, we don't have the requirement that we have over here, that it'd be able to hold up an ariach. If one is higher and one is lower, then they're not roi to hold up an ariach, and therefore it could not act as a korah. And this opinion would hold, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even if they're mamash right next to each other, it's not one higher and one lower, this opinion would hold like the second opinion in Sif Chaf Beis, that we need that they be right next to each other, at least less than a tefach apart, so that they'd be able to hold up an ariach, and the Eli Rabbah says we should be machmir for this opinion. Sif Chaf Dalet, Peres ala Kor Machatzelis, Veinu Nagas at a Karka, if you put a sheet over the korah, but it doesn't touch the ground. If it's higher than three tefachim off the ground, psula shahare hakisa hakorah veinaneres ubatal miyaz korah. Because since you covered the korah with a sheet, it's not clear that it's acting as a korah anymore, and therefore it can no longer count as a korah. And therefore, you're trying to rely on this sheet as the mechitza. Umechitza gam ken ina kemesha gavo merat shlosha. But since it's above three from the ground, it can't act as a mechitza either, because we know you have a problem with gedi and bokim bo, as we've discussed before. Avlemin yach kori rechava v'nimsheches ksas lamantame asara ksheira. But if you made a very wide, thick kora, and it goes to a little bit below 10, that will still be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in the case of the sheet, you must have tied it such that it's not going to blow in the wind. Some of the Achronim are bothered by this statement of the Shulchan Aruch at the end, that if it's a little bit below 10, if it's a wide korah, then it could be kosher, because it sounds like that is coming to teach you that even if some of the korah goes below 10 tfachim of the mavoi, that it's going to be kosher, because we just view that as though it's not there at all. However, this is not true, because if it goes a little bit below 10, it's possible, because we require that the challah of the mavoi until the korah be 10. So the Mishnah Berurah says many are bothered by this halacha, and it's unclear how it would be.